welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. Pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, there is a spirit out there I want to talk to you about, and that is called the Python Spirit. The Python Spirit. You see, the spirit of the Python can crush your hopes, your visions, and your dreams. Yes, the spirit of the Python will crush your hopes, your visions, and your dreams. And you need to understand the spirit of the Python is in America today. The spirit of the Python is in our churches today. And the spirit of the Python, it's wrapping around a lot of you individuals and it's destroying your whole faith. It's destroying your whole faith. It's destroying your whole belief in God. Yeah, the spirit of the Python came out of Acts chapter 16, verse 16, about this woman. She had the spirit of divination, and she was coming. She was in the town of Delphi, where she worshipped the Python in the temple. So here she's worshiping this Python in her temple, and in Delphi, it's a pagan temple, but it's the spirit of the Python, and that's exactly what it is. It's a snake. It's a snake. So we need to remember the serpent in Genesis. This was one seeking to convince Eve, and how? Well, it's through a snake. We got to let our demons out there that has the spirit of the Python, and the spirit of the Python is in the church, divination and witchcraft. The Bible says in Galatians 3:1, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Once again, Galatians was bewitched. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, there's witches in America that are putting curses upon you. They want to curse your family. They want to curse your future. Yes, this is divination. This is witchcraft. This comes out of the spirit of the Python. So what is the spirit of the Python? Well, it comes to crush your hopes. It comes to destroy your visions. And to destroy your dreams, yes. This is an evil spirit, and it wants to destroy God's plan in your life. The Python wants to rob you of your drive, wants to rob you of your motivation, and it wants to rob you of your fight. Yes, it wants to replace it with discouragement, replace it with hopelessness and apathy. What about you today? I'm here to tell you that the spirit of the Python is in our churches of America. It's in America today, and it's squeezing a lot of people, and it's discouraging a lot of folks. It's bringing people down. It's taking away your dreams. It's taking away your hope. It's taking away your visions. Yes, this is a spirit, and it wraps itself around its victims, and it basically suffocates life out of them. Yes, this is true. The victim or the individual, it could be a family, a business, a church, a community, or even a nation. The spirit of the Python loves to play with its victims by squeezing them until they're almost dead, then releasing its grip some, what, then squeezing again, time and a time again, ultimately bringing death. Have you been squeezed today in your life? Do you feel like life is, that the society that you live in is squeezing life right out of you? Maybe your job or your finances, your marriage or wherever you, I'm telling you, this is the spirit of the Python. Could come from the New World Order beast, but you need to understand it squeezes and it lets up, then it squeezes a little more and it lets up and it squeezes a little more. And this is why We see that some individuals and some families and businesses and even churches and communities, they always seem to be on this roller coaster ride. They're up one moment, they're down the next. Success one moment and prosperity today and failure and devastation tomorrow. Only to rise up again and only to fall again. Each time they fall, they sink lower than ever before. Why? Because this is the spirit of the python. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts, the plans or purpose that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." In Proverbs 29:18, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, the word of God, happy is he." You see, the spirit of the python wants to take away your dreams, your visions, and your hopes. When the spirit of the python is working, there is no real communion or fellowship. There will be isolation, cliques, and special interest groups. This is where the spirit of the python works. There is no real sharing or rejoicing, but lots of agitation, strife, contention, and high level of defensiveness. People will become fearful, weak, and weary. The people become so cynical, they don't enjoy anything or anyone, including themselves. The spirit of the python. We got the spirit of the python. Yes, this is a source of the witchcraft and divination. How many churches today have you been to that has the spirit of this python? They have cliques, and it's in our politics, it's in our whole culture today. The spirit of the python is in America, and it's squeezing people's hopes, dreams, and vision. This spirit is a source of witchcraft and divination. And I'm here to tell you, this kind of witchcraft is in the church today. Divination, the art of obtaining secret knowledge, especially of the future, is a pagan counterpart of prophecy. Python spirit is a diviner, false prophets, a giver of false prophecies. Careful comparison of scripture will reveal the inspirational divination is by demonic power, whereas genuine prophecy is by the Holy Spirit of God. The biblical attitude towards divination is distinctly hostile. In Deuteronomy 18, chapter 10, verse 14, the prophet of Jehovah, in contrast with diviners of all sorts, of set forth as the only authorized meaning of supernatural revelation. I'm here to tell you today that divination, this kind of evil, is in America. The spirit of the python. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 through 14, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, witchcraft, divination, the casting of lots of magical scrolls, or the observer of times, the magic, the enchanters, the sorcerer, soothsayer, the hypnosis, the enchanter, the magic, prognostate, a spell, or a witch, the whisper, a spell, to enchant, to practice magic, witchcraft, the sorcerer, or the charmer." Yes. Yeah, I went to church and I was hypnotized. The preacher put me under hypnosis. The spirit of the python with all their cliques. Come on, man. You don't know what these networks are. They're the spirit of the python. They come to squeeze you. They don't give you an opportunity because they control the networks. That's the spirit of the python. And so, the spirit of the python is now, it's here. And when you study the spirit, You need to understand exactly what it is. So in Deuteronomy 18, chapter 18, verse 10, there shall be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consult with family spirits, familiar spirits, or a wizard. For all that doeth these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. But you need to note the two emphasis words here, enchanter or charmer. According to the cult, we need to understand this means hypnosis. And I'm here to tell you today that this kind of wickedness, the spirit of the python, is here. The spirit of the python, which empowers crystal ball readers, the palm readers, the tarot card readers, to see in the future. This spirit has access to us if we expose ourselves to any aspect of the occult through movies or the Ouija boards or hypnosis or horoscopes or fun fortune telling or occult rituals or chants. This spirit causes people to focus on the prediction of future events. More attention on the future and less on the now. A diversionary tactic that keeps people looking to tomorrow and never accomplish what God had done today. However, God wants us to daily seek Him and to trust Him. You see, the python spirit is the spirit of infirmity. This spirit can cause feebleness, frailty, arthritis, cancer, weakness, and many other sicknesses and disease. There is a much more sophisticated type of sorcery caused by this evil spirit. That is the sickness and death of many people through curses, spells, voodoo, incantations, except people truly get sick and die through the words and deeds of others through witchcraft. Many times when people are sick and dying and the doctors are scratching their heads and saying, I just don't know or understand what is going on, it will be the spirit of the python working through divination and witchcraft. Where python is allowed to rule, there will be an ever increase in the use of drugs. This could be drugs of any sort, illicit, or even prescription drugs. In America today, we have the spirit of the python in America. We have so many people on pharmaceutical drugs. They are being squeezed out. Our churches now have been taken over by the spirit of the python. The television shows that you are watching, the networks, are the spirit of the python. It is squeezing the life out of people because it's evil and it's witchcraft. We have witchcraft devils in our society, in our public schools, in our hospitals today. These are witchcraft, the spirit of the python. I'm here to tell you right now, the spirit of the python, you must leave now in the name of Jesus. This spirit of the python wants to lay their eggs in your community. They want to lay your eggs on your body. Oh my gosh! The spirit of the python, you must go in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm telling you, somebody right now, you have been squeezed by the spirit of the python. But I'm here by the power of the Holy Spirit to tell you that God is going to release that python. That python has been squeezing you long enough, and Jesus Christ is coming to release the python. He's about to break the python. In the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 23, it is talking about the judgment that falls on Babylon, the great city in the end times. Notice what it says about the sorcerers. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all of thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all of thee. For thy merchants were of great men on the earth, for thy sorcerers, the drugs, the medications, the magic, witchcraft, the pharmakia, the pharmacies, were all nations deceived. And Revelations, so pharmakia, all nations were deceived by sorcery, by drugs, by pharmaceuticals. This is the python at work. The drug cartel throughout the world are pushing their deadly illicit drugs onto the streets like never before. They are increasingly and openly becoming more violent in their actions against anyone that gets in their way. The pharmaceutical companies and the medical associations around the world are throwing every conceivable drug possible at the population. There is no real desire to bring relief and healing to the hurting, with a few exceptions, but an overwhelming need to manipulate and control the masses, make money, and become wealthy. The mindset is, with unemployment on every hand, those who have been without jobs for some time will turn away from the church and seek solace in drugs. Drug bars will take care of the unruly and the discontent. Would-be revolutionaries will be turned into harmless addicts with no will of their own. See, the spirit of the python can constrict the flow of and can literally steal one's finances from them. Where python is in operation, the love of money and the fear of loss is always present. The spirit of the python. I'm here to tell you today that the spirit of the python is in America, and he's working stronger than ever before. And you need to listen to me today. I am praying for you. I am praying for you very hard. And I'm concerned for this country, and I'm concerned for your future. I'm concerned for the church. I'm concerned for my family. I'm concerned for my businesses. I am concerned for you, because this spirit of the python is not letting up until it squeezes every American dry, until it takes your mind, until it takes your soul, until it takes your will to fight. Oh, I'm here to tell you today, the spirit of the python is working in every government agency today. You know what's right, those of you. You know the basic Ten Commandments. The spirit of the python is stealing everything that is good, squeezing you. So if you go back to Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 16 through 19, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us and brought her master much gain by soothsaying. Yes, the same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shows unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out in the same hour. And when her master saw that their hope for gains were gone, they called Paul and Silas, and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many strips upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailers to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks, in Acts 16. So here was a lady that followed Paul and his ministry around for many days. And this woman was completely manipulated by the spirit of divination. She was possessed by the spirit of the python. She was controlled by the group of individuals whose businesses was deceiving people through witchcraft. As a soothsayer, she told people their fortunes, future events, and revealed hidden knowledge. This lady must have been good at her trade, for she made a lot of money for her masters. And at a glance, one would think she was doing a good job. She's drawing attention to the good news. She's drawing attention to Jesus. Not so. First, she was drawing attention to man and not God. She was drawing attention to Paul and his workers. These are good men. These are godly men. These are servants of the Most High God. See how spiritual they are. Second, she was drawing attention to herself. This lady was loudly hollering and shouting over and over again. She was making a real spectacle of herself. She was constantly drawing attention to herself. So much so it became very annoying and irritating to Paul. Just the fact she was in company with them said, I am important. I can run with the big dogs. See how spiritual I am. Come to me and I will prophesy and reveal your future. Enough is enough. Paul finally had all that he could take. Notice he didn't turn to the woman and say, shut up, woman, we're kicking you out of our church. He turned and spoke to the demon. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. Paul cast the spirit of the python out of the woman, setting her free. Look at the reaction of the woman's master. They weren't amazed that Paul had just cast the demon out of the woman. They weren't rejoicing in the fact a captive had been set free. They were angry, enraged, and infuriated. This man, Paul, had just taken away a large source of their income. In a rage, these men had Paul and Silas arrested, beaten, and thrown in prison. Python usually operates off of acquaintance and contacts. You need to understand that today. This python spirit works by acquaintance and contacts. That means they are networking themselves. They are weaving a web in our society. They are in our churches, our schools, our governments, our colleges. Yes, they are all over. And there is always a benefit or a gain for that person under its influence, its position, its promotions, money, or the connection to one of these. Now let's look at the second set of scriptures. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, sirs, ye know that by this craft we are all wealth. Moreover, see and hear that not alone Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul had persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods, which are made with hands, so that not only that our crafts is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship. And when they heard these sayings, they were filled with wrath and cried out, saying, great is Diana of Ephesus. Acts chapter 19, verse 24, through 28. Demetrius was a manufacturer of silver shrines of Diana, making huge profits for the craftsmen of his employ. He called a meeting to his employees along with the workmen engaged in similar occupations. Demetrius addressed them saying, friends, you know that our high standard of living depends on this industry. Demetrius then went on to say, but this guy Paul is saying that there are no gods that are made by human hands. Many people are believing him. Fellow workers, you know what this means. This kind of talk will put us out of business. We have got to put a stop to this man. Having hit him hard on a personal level in their pocketbooks, Demetrius now hit them hard on the spiritual level. In this kind of talk continues, not only will the temple of Diana be despised and become a place of shame, but the awesome image of her will be destroyed. This will bring the wrath of judgment on the great goddess Diana upon the country and our people. Upon hearing all of this, the crowd became very angry and broke out in a praise for the goddess Diana. Now, if you read the rest of the story in Acts 19, verse 29 through 41, you will find that this group rushed out into the city, incited the people against Paul and Silas, excited the confusion. The people of the city, they rushed on one accord in the theaters. There, Demetrius and the group of craftsmen told their story, inciting the people against Paul and Silas. They sought to do great harm to him. The town clerk, a friend of Paul, stood up and was able to calm the crowd down, thus saving Paul and Silas. You see, the ultimate purpose or goal of this spirit of the python is to crush and destroy visions, dreams, and hopes of the church and of the individual believer. The spirit of the python promotes divination, witchcraft, and rebellion. Python seeks to break down God's plan and purpose of the local church by destroying the divine order of authority. The spirit of the python will always draw attention away from Jesus and onto other human beings or self. This demonic spirit causes people to focus on the predictions of the future events and away from the now and today. python is a source of many sicknesses and death, and many people through curses, spells, and voodoos and incantations. Where python is allowed to rule, there will be an ever increase in the use of drugs. Oh my gosh! But you know what the good news is? A born-again believer, we have absolute control and victory over the spirit of the python through the name and the shedding blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you today, remember the serpent in Genesis. He convinced Eve that God said something that he didn't say. Sometimes the spirit of the python will use religious traditions, the law, or self-righteousness to control, to restrict, and to manipulate people within the church. Because of idolatry and deception, divination are the foundations of this spirit. Watch false doctrines and even the refusal to respect godly authority. Yes, casting down imaginations of every high thing, the Bible says, that exalted itself above the knowledge of God. The assignment of the enemy is to break down God's plan and the purpose by attacking various individuals and trying to cause confusion in almost a group that moved. A python is known to lay eggs in many places. When in intercession, the while breaking its power, it treads upon the enemy's territory and destroys the eggs as well. God has given us the power to tread on the serpents and the scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall have any means hurt you in Luke 10:19. And Isaiah chapter 15:59 gives you a lot of insight into the serpent's mindset and activities. There are also keys to destroy his den. The word, come on somebody, the spirit of the python is the inspiration source of witchcraft and divination. That's where it's inspired. You know, I don't know about you, but this spirit of python is in America today. This spirit of python is in America. This spirit of python right now is wrapping itself around you and me and everything we try to do. This is part of the New World Order beast. It weaves and it moves in networking. They have networked their way into the church. The spirit of the python is in the church witchcraft. I went to one church and literally the preacher put me under hypnosis. I went to one church and I was cast with an evil spell. Voodoo. Witchcraft is in the church today. I'm telling you that witchcraft is in the church. You need to understand that, and this is the spirit of the python. And this is why. Galatians 3:1, why Paul said, O foolish Galatians who have bewitched you. Why? The witch. She's the witch. She was in the church. Telling them not to obey the truth. That was the witch. You guys know what the truth is. We got witches all across America in our land today. Demonic power. That's the goal of the spirit of the python. It's to squeeze you, then to let up. Squeeze you, then to let up. Squeeze you, then to let up. If you're like me, you're being squeezed. I'm being squeezed. I got some devil squeezing me. I got some devil squeezing me. They let up, they squeeze. They let up, they squeeze. How do they do it? I'll tell you how. They create this system. They weave a society of evil. They say you have to accept this evil or you get nothing. We're moving towards it, guys. This is divination. This is witchcraft. This is the spirit of the python. They keep pushing and pushing until your marriage breaks. They keep pushing and pushing until what? You give up. They keep trying to take your mind, your dreams, your visions until you quit. This is the spirit of the python. And this spirit is in America. And this spirit is in our church today. And this spirit is in our society, laying eggs on every facet. Yes, and this is why we need Jesus back in America. Because only Jesus can protect us from the spirit of the python. Only Jesus can protect us from the spirit of the python. We need Jesus in America, and we need Him now.